So Krashen's monitor model was described in terms of five hypotheses. One was he distinguished between acquisition and learning, which is something which I also do on our course. Krashen contrasts these two terms. We acquire as when we are exposed to samples of the second language, and we understand it in much the same way that children pick up their first language, with no conscious attention to language form. When we learn, however, there is conscious attention to form and to the learning of rule. Moving on to the monitor hypothesis, in time we monitor and adjust. So, the learned system acts as an editor or a monitor. So as we learn and as we take in more comprehensible input, then we relate what we hear to what we think we already know, and therefore we adjust our language. The natural order hypothesis, where second language learning is in a predictable sequence. There's a so-called acquisition schedule. And so we learn in a predictable sequence. The input hypothesis is that acquisition occurs when we are exposed to language that is comprehensible and that contains plus one, i.e. it is just above our level. So we can then latch on to the next difficult thing. If it was I plus 9, it would be too high. It needs to be I plus 1, just slightly above and beyond that which is known. And the last hypothesis was the affective filter. And the affective filter is a form of, it's a metaphor really, and this affective filter is that which prevents learners from acquiring the language, even when the comprehensible input is appropriate. So despite comprehensible input, language acquisition doesn't take place because of feelings of tension, anxiousness, perhaps a personal emotional state, and all of these are blocking the learner to acquire in the best manner possible.